Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I really wanted to have a nice little Wednesday today.
I did.
I woke up. We had such a fun show yesterday.
That was a fun show.
And anytime we have a show that Kenny called in at 6:30, we had a great hit from Albert, and Fanta was on fire, and we got to rage about the Wyatt Teller situation a bit. We had some good Shador discussions, and I was like, Wednesday's going to be, it's just going to be that next step. And then I'm sitting there, trying to get the script from the doctor today, and I see it. The Browns have opened the 21-day window for Deshaun Watson, meaning that in the next 21 days, they either have to activate Deshaun Watson from the PUP or they shut him down in its entirety. And it was just like, you can't help yourself, can you, Browns? You can't. You already dogged our boy Wyatt Teller, and everybody knows you did. We got Mama Teller out here having to tweet about your wicked ways to the Cleveland Browns.
Mm-hmm.
We already have the Shador argument on the daily, right? You've given us enough fodder, right? Oh, anytime you or I go on another station, oh, you're so lucky to have all these talking points. Yeah, I'd just rather a winning football team, but I digress. The point is, we didn't need to do the Deshaun Watson thing today. And I'll be honest with you, I wonder if the Browns opened this 21-day window today out of sheer spite.
So it just kind of feels like they get to a spot where it's like, oh, all the conversation seems like it's simmered down a little bit. This is the Jerry Jonesification of what the Haslams and the Browns seem like they do. It's like just a moment where you think like, all right, the waters are calmed down. They do something to go ahead and disrupt everything. And it's almost like the timing of this feels as if they're like in an early anticipation of what would just get the most people talking about the Browns at any given point. And then there we are.
I don't think it is I'm not trying to go full conspiracy theory tinfoil hat here.
Let us down that road.
I think this Wyatt Teller thing has a chance to be a real thorn in their side because it paints a real bit of dysfunction. And for all the things we've seen in Berea and all the things we've speculated, we've not seen like Hugh Jackson level dysfunction on open display unless it was like Miles throwing a temper tantrum. And that feels more about Miles than it does simply about the Browns. I can't help. It's tough for me to think it's a coincidence that they just magically decided to do this, something that would take all the headlines, all the noise, all the what have you, when there's a very real conversation about how they've treated one of their absolute favorite sons, one of the favorite sons of Cleveland Browns fans, and when Wyatt Teller's family's tweeting about what if.
Do you think Deshaun has just uses misdirection and this is what you're saying?
I don't know that's the only reason, but it does feel a little coincidental that as this thing, because again, Monday it was a bit of a story, yesterday it was a huge story, and then today it continued to be a big story. Would I put it past them to do something like this? Again, I'm not saying they didn't intend to open up the 21-day window, but do I think they understood that when you did it, you would offset whatever headlines there were that day? Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know. I look at it more I think they genuinely want to see what they not only have with Deshaun at this point, but I think this is almost kind of like a poking and a prodding to Shador to be like, Shador, here's your chance. If you look good, this man doesn't have to play. And if you don't look good, well, we got 3 weeks to go ahead and make that decision, and this will be the guy that replaces you, because it's not – Dylan Gabriel is not the threat that he once was. Bailey Zappe makes no sense, and no one can justify that. But they can go to Deshaun if they want to, and they would go to Deshaun. And so, like, for me, this is about them basically keeping Shador on his toes once again.
So I think in this case, this might be one of the few things they're doing that has nothing to do with Shador, because I actually think it just has something to do with that – that same old that itch you have to scratch of, well, it's the worst trade in NFL history. We got to find a way to make it good. Hey, can we? Is he ready to play? And if he is, if he's going to be here next year, if he's ready to play, let's put him out there and let's just see if.
Well, think about it. Last year, they were caught with their pants down when it came to the quarterback room. In many ways, they looked around. They tried to get Kirk Cousins is in town. Is he not in town? They couldn't make a trade for it. They left the quarterback situation when they realized that they weren't going to draft a quarterback in the first round, and they left it with basically nothing. They were holding no cards. And so I almost wonder if you play Deshaun for the final one or two games, if Shador starts to stumble here, and then they're setting themselves up for if they don't have an offseason where an obvious quarterback move can be made, like what happened this last year, it wouldn't surprise me if they threw Deshaun out there to start the season.
Can you imagine a Deshaun Watson, Shador Sanders, Dylan Gabriel
that would be the quarterback conversation. Yes, that's what it would be. I could totally see that happening if they do end up in a spot where they don't draft one of these quarterbacks, because let's say Dante Moore stays at Oregon and Mendoza goes number one overall to a team that isn't the Browns, and you just have to eat that. And then in the open market, it's like, oh, it's Mac Jones for a price we don't want to pay and basically nothing else. Nothing materializes. And if they're looking at it instead of this two-year, we're going to suck window extended to 3 years, I know there's a lot of ifs here, but it's on the table with them.
If you bring back Kevin Stefanski and these three quarterbacks being Shador, Deshaun, and Dylan Gabriel, and nothing else, and you expect something to change, I don't know you deserve to run a franchise. Like, at some point, there's got to be. And by the way, I'm of somebody who thinks, man, if Shador keeps showing that incremental improvement this year, I think the real jump for Shador comes between the end of this season and the beginning of next season, because he'll have a full offseason in the NFL. And yeah, I think he'll have a renewed understanding of the kind of work that it takes. I think every rookie quarterback has this, by the way. It's not like Shador has it. But that every rookie quarterback has to learn just what a grind and how much work it takes in the NFL. But that's your hope. It's not going to be Deshaun. It's not going to be Dylan Gabriel. It's going to be, hey, and oh, by the way, if Deshaun were to beat out Shador week one, the one guy who I think there will be some hope for, I don't know how you do it if you're the Browns.
I also would have said I don't know how you enter this season with their four quarterback competition thing that they had set up with Flacco and Pickett and then drafting a quarterback in the third and then the fifth round. Like, they've shown us just this last year, they're really not good at putting together quarterback plans, and they will just let and see as the quarterback market doesn't materialize and shape the way that they want it to, and then you end up in that situation. Am I saying this is the most likelihood of answers for the Browns or something that I could see happening? No, that's not what I'm saying, but I am saying it's on the board.
I'd just like to remind the Browns, because I checked around about this, and I asked like three different people, right, from different spots here, just to confirm. The Browns don't have to open up Deshaun Watson's 21-day window, right? They don't have to. Meaning there's nothing in the CBA that says he's on the PUP. At some point, you have to open that 21-day window. It is a decision that you make to do so.
Yeah.
And every single person said, yes, it is a decision that they make. It doesn't mean that they have to do it. So the Browns are actively deciding whether they want to see Deshaun Watson this year. So you didn't have to open up the 21-day window. So you didn't have to do that, but you did. All right? You don't have to activate Deshaun Watson in the midst of a lost season where fans are already upset enough. You don't have to, but you're thinking about it. So allow me to answer. I would say pretty unilaterally, right, just across the board, nobody wants to see this.
Mick, they don't think about Deshaun the way you think about Deshaun. They don't think about Deshaun the way that 99% of the fan base thinks about Deshaun.
But they have to. They have to understand.
They're showing you they don't.
And I'm telling them now with full impunity, without any doubt in my mind, you don't have to do this. You can be smarter than this. You can, for once in your godforsaken life, you can read the room. This is not rocket science. You got a full team of PR guys there probably saying, hey, this seems dumb. And they're right. You do not have to do this. I beg of you, read the room. Get Cletus Haslam in here. Get Billy Bob and Buddy Sue and Betty Jane. Get all the Bettys in there. Get all the Haslams in there. Let's round them up into one room and explain. If we got to use Hooked on Phonics, we'll use Hooked on Phonics. You don't have to do this. You didn't have to act. So you didn't have to open up his 21-day window, and you sure as hell don't have to activate
him. But Nick, the flaw that they have that they don't see that we've all seen is that Deshaun Watson can't play good football anymore. They haven't accepted that fact. For me, he's too injured of a player to ever put him out there in any sort of serious nature, but they don't see it. They have not yet given up on this, and I don't know why they haven't either. When none of us can make sense of why they haven't either, but they clearly haven't, and there is a part of me that could see a scenario where Shador, or if he stumbles, I think he's going to have the job the rest of the way. We won't have to worry about this. That's why everyone should be Shador fans moving forward. But if he stumbles, I could see them saying at the end of the season, all right, Deshaun, you got two games. Let's see exactly where you stand. And then let's take that into the offseason, and then we'll refigure everything out. And if you look good, who knows what's on the docket for 2026 as we need a quarterback.
216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media.
You know there's a real part to it.
I'm smirking because I am trying to keep it together. We're going to have a good Wednesday here. I'm not going to let this upset
me. Your Wednesday's shot, okay?
No.
It's shot.
No.
You're not getting it back.
I'm a gimp.
As far as you know, today,
I got one damn good leg.
December 3rd, 2025, in your life, it's done, okay?
No, it's done.
Right. I got plenty of life left.
Thank you very much.
No, you got tomorrow.
A solid three or four years.
You got December 4th of 2025, maybe, but your December 3rd is shot. It's over. It's done.
At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media. Social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Will Deshaun play this season? Quick hits coming up. At 2:40 today, we got Ashley Bastock. At 3:20, we'll ask her about Deshaun and the activating the 21-day window for Deshaun Watson. Ross Tucker. At 4, we'll talk the quarterback matchup between Cam Ward and Shador Sanders coming up at 4. Mark Schlereth, he's on the call for Browns-Titans this weekend. I don't know who he upset to get this call, but he's going to join us. He's also an Odyssey NFL insider. We'll talk with him about another Jerry Jeudy crash out. We will talk about Deshaun Watson and Shador Sanders as well. But 216-474-0092. Brad and Tom, you guys stick there. 216-474-0092. Will Deshaun Watson play this season? And what are we really hoping for here? That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. They've opted to open the 21-day practice period for Deshaun Watson. And I understand, like, he's been instrumental with Shador. Now, I don't know how you can help Shador if you can't run the offense yourself, right? Like, I don't know how that's like, hey, you didn't really fit in this offense. Teach the fifth rounder this one.
Isn't that, like, the whole basis with a lot of people when they say teachers, though? Like, most people teach because they can't do?
Yeah, but Deshaun could do other things. He just can't do this offense.
See, now you got me turned up. I don't know what to tell you there.
In fairness, I kind of mental pretzeled myself. I don't know.
By the way, so Deshaun did work on the back of field. Mary Kay's tweeting out a video of it. So he's in the back of field, the one with Dylan Gabriel and Bailey Zappe.
Oh, did he get the hungry dogs period?
Yeah, well, because this is what we now know, is that the idea that there's two separate fields, and then there is that your hungry dogs?
Yeah.
Stay hungry. Not hungry enough. Hungry dogs run faster. Yeah. Shador had the shirt on today, hungry dogs.
Which, by the way, never really loved hungry dogs run faster. I mean, like, just feed your damn dog.
Always liked it.
Yeah.
Always liked it.
Feed your damn dogs.
I fall for motivational things, though. You should know this about me. I do. There's a time in my life I like motivational stuff. Not as much anymore.
That is a cousin to self-help. Do you do a little self-help, too?
No, not as much. I like what the motivational, it's never a bad thing to be like, all right, that made me want to try a little bit harder.
Yeah.
But now at 36, I don't try nearly as much. And so it just kind of goes away.
It's the point of getting older is you get to try less and less.
It just kind of goes away.
You just get to kind of release
slowly.
But
they're on two different fields is the point. And so it's Bailey Zappe and Dylan Gabriel and then Deshaun on this one field and then Shador on the main highlighted field on the other side.
Yeah.
He's not really going to do much anyway.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I would be surprised if he was activated this week. I think probably at the heart of my frustration, at the heart of the rage that you heard in the first segment, is that I agree with you. I think he is going to play this year. And it's just an absolute, like, by the time I think Deshaun is ready to play, I think the only thing he can do is maybe be just good enough to get a win that you don't really need and cost yourself some draft position.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to Shador or Dylan Gabriel winning you games, that's what I want. I want you to win games with young guys who have a long-term, potentially a long-term spot here in Cleveland, where I can see growth, right? Where I can see some real encouragement here. That, to me, is building towards something. Deshaun playing in week 17 and getting a win over, I can't remember who you, is it Pittsburgh that week?
The final week?
Yeah. No, final week is week 18 is Bengals. Yeah. But like getting a meaningless win at the end of the season, giving basically the Lovie Smith, like to me, I don't think Shador or Dylan Gabriel.
The Bears-Texans game.
Winning one or two more games here, I don't think either of those guys winning games at this point in the season is Lovie Smithing.
Although that did end up giving him CJ Stroud. Funny how that works.
Well, that was one versus two. This would be like probably pick three versus pick 10.
No, I mean, it don't matter. But what I'm saying is, like, the funny thing about that end result with Lovie Smith is it actually worked out in the Texans' favor in a massive way because they got C.J. Stroud, who turned into their franchise quarterback. Like, it all in turn worked out when at the time people thought it was devastating. But your point remains. I think it's easy as this. I mean, if the opportunity is right there for him. If you don't want to see Deshaun Watson play football this year, then anybody that wants to come out here and talk about the EPA numbers for Shedeur Sanders, I'd suggest maybe you quiet down that noise. And for the people that didn't show up in the stadium this last weekend, if you really, truly don't want to see Deshaun Watson play, come out in spades for Shedeur.
Wait, real quick. Are you leveraging
the
fear of us having to watch Deshaun Watson play this year?
That's exactly what I was trying to accomplish that last segment.
People to become a supporter?
I was trying to accomplish that last segment and got derailed. I want to accomplish that. Yes. Yes. The answer is simple. It's all right there for you. Shedeur is the reason why Deshaun will or will not play this season, in my estimation. If Shedeur plays good or good enough, Deshaun will never see the field.
No, but see, this can boomerang.
He won't ever have to see the field.
But this can boomerang. If he doesn't play well enough, I'm going to start getting mad at him because I have to watch Deshaun Watson play again.
Well, that's why we
haven't thought this one out.
We need to bury those EPA numbers. We need to bury the ugly if it happens to turn ugly. And we need to go ahead and highlight some of the positives. If you're true one direction in this, okay, not the band, like your
easy,
actual
Harry
one
Styles
direction in this
what
is to make sure that you never see Deshaun Watson start a football game again this year, then you need to become a Shahonk. You need to become the biggest Shedeur supporter imaginable.
What about
because
a Shedeur?
He is whatever you want to call it. Whatever, that's a little mean. Little mean spirited.
Well, no, those are
little mean spirited,
but it sounds funny.
No doubt.
Okay.
It's a banger.
Yeah.
It's a banger. But, like, it's a little mean-spirited. But if you never want to see Deshaun Watson play again, then the answer is simple. Shador's got to do his part.
I'll be honest with you. I'm going full Shadork if it means I don't ever have to watch Deshaun Watson play this year. Because I'm already also open to what you said, that if the cap nerds are right and Deshaun Watson's going to be here next year anyways, I'm already reeling with the fact that I'm probably going to have to see him next year. I could just use a full year cleanse of not having to watch that
guy. You
know
how dangerous this gets for the Browns if Deshaun Watson gets to play the final two games of the season and looks competent to good?
Yeah. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's not good well, for the offseason prospects of everything.
Yeah, but I think
because this is the team that would convince themselves that he's better than any other option that they can get.
But let's be honest, how desperate do you have to be? How embarrassingly desperate for an organization that is already embarrassing and desperate? How embarrassingly desperate is it that he goes out and has a good game against a collapsing Steelers team or a Bengals team that might be out of the playoffs by then, and then they can take a victory lap?
I get it, but it's embarrassing, sure, but it's also the type of thing that you do when you're desperate to try to make Deshaun Watson be anything different than what he's been.
It's the kind of desperate thing that you do when you just have no respect for your fans.
Well, but this
and
is
that
why,
needs to be said.
But this is why I think it's important when we have guys like Albert on. Me and you are passionate about this because we care about this franchise, and we've cared about how long this franchise has suffered, and we want this team to be as good as it possibly can, and also because we know we'll be here for the next 40 years discussing this team, right?
And probably Deshaun Watson under contract for the Cleveland Browns.
But when we talk to guys like Albert, what did Albert try to pitch to us earlier on in the season? He kept going back to the idea of who's the best quarterback in this room. That was his view. His viewpoint of it. And I didn't agree with it. You didn't agree with it. But his viewpoint is, and this is Albert Breer talking, who's the best quarterback in that room? And that's how these guys see this. They don't see this the way that you and I see it. They
with
see it
logic
completely,
and
yeah, they see it completely differently. They're going to bend over backwards to try to make Deshaun be something that he isn't. And they're going to try to bend over backwards to make him be good again. And they're going to give him every opportunity to do so.
216-474-0092. Will Deshaun Watson play at some point this year? Let's go with Brad in Canton. Brad, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
I don't think so. I think opening this 21-day practice window might be a way of avoiding some kind of action on the part of Deshaun's people, them saying, he's healthy, you're keeping him on PUP, we're going to file a grievance. They open the practice window, the likelihood of a grievance just goes way down. Hey, we let him practice for 21 days. We didn't see a healthy Deshaun. He goes to PUP. That's the end of the Deshaun.
But if I was Deshaun's people, I'd be even angrier about that. Like, if I feel I'm really healthy and at the end of 21 days, I'm like, I'm healthy, and then they put me on the PUP. Not only do that's the easiest grievance ever filed. I immediately call the NFLPA
all
if I'm Deshaun.
All the Browns have to do is convince the league people, not Deshaun's people, who cares what they think. They have to convince the league's people, hey, we agreed with him that he was healthy enough to practice.
I think that's harder to convince, though, when I have video of Mary Kay 10 minutes ago tweeting out videos of Deshaun Watson looking as healthy as you could possibly look at being a human.
Mm-hmm.
Like these videos exist. They're out there right now.
And running around cones and going against air isn't football. I mean, I played a lot of football. That's not how you play football. It's out on the field. It's with freakishly athletic guys running to kill you.
But you brought grievances to the
why
table.
Why did you chuckle after that?
The kill you part, I don't know.
That was a full-blown sicko line there, Brad. I kind of liked it.
It's the reality of football. Somebody's coming to breathe down your neck, and they're coming, as Chris Spielman would say, with bad intentions. So I don't see Watson playing this year. I really don't. But anyway, have a great day, guys.
All right, you too, buddy. Thank you so much.
He brought grievances to the table and then wanted to go Ray Lewis on us.
He did.
I don't know what happened there.
There are other parts of the call that I had to opt out of. Frank in Gates Mills, welcome to the show.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
Hello, Frank.
Why should Deshaun Watson not have a chance to play? He gives us the best chance to win. Not only this
show
year,
your
but
work.
Next year. What do you mean, show my work? Who's better than Deshaun Watson that we have under contract to play quarterback?
Well, who can stay healthy and who hasn't been absolute dog butt for the last 3 years?
The health is the biggest thing for me.
Not saying Deshaun Watson has played great football, but he certainly has played better than our two rookies.
I don't know that that's statistically true. He struggled cracking 200 yards passing last year with an offense suited completely around him. Like, I don't know which version of Deshaun you're talking about, because maybe that first year where there was
year two, he had one good game, but he did go 5-1 in year two. And I know a lot of people, just if you hang on to the win losses, I'm not as much of a win loss with a quarterback guy. But by year three, it was shot. But it's not even that. You can just move away all the actual football like parts of it. The idea, he can't stay on the field. That's my biggest complaint. I can't rely on him to stay healthy. He's broke.
He's going, but you agree, he's going to be given a chance with the amount of money that he's owed. There's no chance that we're just going to dump him and get rid of him him go somewhere else and play well.
That doesn't make it a good idea, though.
Yeah, that's where we always have to stop in line here.
It's a better idea than anyone else. I mean, certainly it's not Dylan Gabriel. And Shedeur Sanders, he might eventually be okay, but he's not ready to play. We've seen that.
He literally won a game 2 weeks ago, and he's been better than Dylan Gabriel was the six games prior.
Well, better than Dylan Gabriel is not a really high bar to set, is it? I mean,
the league is better
than Dylan Gabriel.
But, you know, it's interesting, Frank, and I thank you for the call, buddy.
Who would you rather watch in week 17 and 18? Dylan Gabriel?
Yeah, it's not even close.
Okay.
Yeah. I cannot stress it enough. I don't know anyone that wants to see, other than Frank.
I mean, we might just turn off our TVs if it gets to that point. I'm not sure, but
honestly, it actually might be the thing that makes me not watch Browns football at the end of the season, and understand the things. And again, like this is, I'm not the person that raged against Deshaun for 3 years, right? I tried to give it as much of an opportunity as I possibly could. I squinted as hard as I could in that Raiders game. If you only had the Amari touchdown, he would have been. But the reality is, it's not even about Deshaun anymore. It's not about the human being. It's about the whole ordeal. It's about the massive failure of the Cleveland Browns and their inability to ever really own it. Like, they've said the words. They've said the magic words. We own that. And then they've continued to run an organization with a level of hubris and a lack of awareness that is befuddling to me. Like, at some point, if you really want to show me that you own this decision, don't have Jimmy Haslam at the owners' meetings in April say, hey, we know it didn't work out and it's on us. No, own it by not putting him out on the field at least this year, where the only thing he can do is play just well enough for you to convince yourself that he's your quarterback going forward for one more year and win a game that takes you out of draft positioning. Nope. No, thank you. Like, show me that you've learned your lesson. And again, 2026 is different because 2026 is, if he's under contract, I understand you got to give him some ability. You can't just put him, do what the Texans did, which is put him on, what is it, the inactive list or the...
Yeah.
I keep saying commissioner's list. That's
the inability to perform list or whatever that is.
But I know you can't do that for another full season because then you will have a grievance. But specific to this year, it's a lost year. Don't make it worse by pissing me off. Just don't. 216-474-0092. Will Deshaun play this year? We're actually going to push quick hits a little bit here because we got some takes on this. What do you think the Browns are hoping for if Deshaun plays? That's in 5 minutes with a bunch of your calls here on 92.3 The Fan. I will say that I think there's another part of, hey, let's see Deshaun this year, that I think is honestly just kind of dumb. And it is, you're going to be playing him at the end of the season where a lot of his teammates are going to be checked out if they continue to lose at this rate. Mm-hmm. And whether it's three games or four games. So the upside is if he looks decent in four games, it'll still just be four games. But if he looks bad, and that's four straight years of looking bad, or honestly, even if it continues to go down, he looks even worse than he did at the start of last year.
Yeah.
It's going to be really tough to talk that next head coach, whomever that might be, assuming that a decision is made there, to, hey, you know, if you build your offense around this guy, either him, Shedeur, or Dylan Gabriel are going to be the keys to the kingdom.
Listen, I thought this was something that if I was Deshaun, I would try to avoid a 2 or 3 game audition, mainly because, I mean, like, we had Mary Kay, or somebody had Mary Kay on earlier in the year. And like, her suggestion was that she thought Deshaun would just never see the field, and next year is kind of what he was gunning for. And that always made a lot of sense to me. It really did. Like you want to keep almost that air of mystery about yourself, because right now, all anyone thinks about you is that you are too injured and not good, and 2 games or 3 games with the way the offensive line has been, because it's been very injured, even though they've been better in the past couple weeks, the way the pass catchers are non-existent and your number one wide receiver is melting down on the daily, it feels like, I mean, we talked about it. This isn't a great setup for Shador or Dylan. It's not a great setup for Deshaun either.
Yeah, and I think that's another part of this that's like the head scratcher from the Deshaun side of things. I understand. Listen, I do believe in the line that the player's always going to want to play. And I understand that. And I bet you that Deshaun is chomping at the bit to go ahead and prove people wrong, even if it's only for a game, right? I believe some of those things are probably true. At the same point, if you're Deshaun, the next time you touch the field in the NFL might be the last time you ever touch the field in the NFL. So why would you want to do it in a Kevin Stefanski offense that you looked really bad in the first 2 years? Because this isn't the offense he looked really bad in last year. It's the offense he looked really bad in the first 2 years that he was here. Like, there's a part of me that's like, how can David Malagueta or somebody, Quincy Avery, any of the team over there? Oh, and by the way, Quincy Avery has said nothing. Deshaun's guy said nothing but bad things about his teammate. That's a whole nother thing we can unwind. But I like, there's a part of this that the logic doesn't logic from the Browns, the desperation of, well, we got a, you know, $230 million investment we got to see. You know what you have. Come on, don't be clowns. And then the other one from Deshaun's side is, why would you trust, if this is the last chance you ever get, if the next time you step foot on a field is your last chance in the NFL, if you're down to that, why would you allow that to be with Kevin Stefanski?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I think he just feels like he's out of options. So
I would just wait to see if they fired Stefanski, and maybe they have a head coach who knows how to build around other quarterbacks next year.
Yeah, I mean, at least, I think what you got to be shooting for if you're Deshaun is to potentially be a backup at some point, and then maybe an injury happens, and then you can kind of showcase yourself. Like, that's like best case scenario, and that's how it plays out for him. But it's
you've
tough.
Been ardent he's going to be here next year because
he is.
The cap stuff.
Yeah,
which
that's what I'm talking about.
You're not going to be able to hide him on the PUP next year.
No. That's what I'm talking about. Like, he'd be playing for the idea that he wanted to be the backup here. Yeah. Like, that, like, best case scenario for him, outside of something happening where it's just a three quarterback race between Dylan, Shador, and Deshaun, I think that's also something that he'd be rooting for. But outside of that, best case scenario is he enters next year as the backup quarterback and he's just a play away from entering. I wouldn't do it if it's me, but that's, you know, it's what he's got to be rooting for.
216-474-0092. What are the Browns hoping for if Deshaun does play this year? Let's go with Vince in Euclid. Welcome to the show, Vince.
Hey, how you guys doing? First time caller.
Well, thank you, buddy. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Deshaun Watson thing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's nothing more than just dotting your I's and crossing your T's. I mean, when you look at, if you had like a home insurance policy and you didn't have smoke detectors, so nothing was covered on the inside of your house because you didn't have smoke detectors, you had to put them in before you get rid of that guy. I mean, it's that simple. there's an insurance policy on him. He's not going to hit the field this year. It's just not going to happen. There's a payback for him.
Oh, I see. Okay, I see what you're talking about. You lost me with the smoke detector thing, especially since like my insurance sends me free smoke detectors in the mail now. So it's like everyone should just put those in. Wow. You're talking
Must
about
be nice to live in North Solon.
Before I burn the house down,
it's just with a standard insurance company.
Right. I got to put smoke detectors in so I got coverage on the inside of my house. I mean, he's not going to hit the field. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, because that payout is it's always been weird, the amount of money that attached to that payout, that like you can get it fully insured, not full, the whole thing. Because we've seen other teams get the full freight. Yeah. If you just miss the entire season, you get, for this case, it'd be $45 million that you get back in cap allowances. And it's like, that's for the next season, you get it. And it's a valuable thing. It is.
So the only weird thing about that is I've heard the number.
But we don't know the number. Yeah,
yeah, I've heard the number 10 different ways.
We don't know the number.
And
yeah.
I've seen, I think it was Jack Duffin say, it's not as much as you think.
Yeah, we
which
just don't.
I, which
yeah.
I don't know how anyone knows. I'm not to.
I don't
go
either.
Back
you would have had to have specifically seen the contract. Maybe Jack has. I just haven't seen it anywhere.
Yeah, that guy's a wizard if he's seen the contract.
I mean, if anybody would have gotten the contract.
Does he got the files too?
It'd probably be him. If anybody, these are the type of guys.
I think Pablo Torre might have the files. Good Lord.
That was an awkward exchange yesterday, was it not?
You're talking about with the former New York Nick?
Yeah. I don't know why they called him an icon, though.
I know
that was a lead up that was very payoff didn't pay.
When I heard his name, it was like, he played in the NBA.
He's a former NBA icon.
He played like, with icon, a lot of good basketball
icon's
players.
Doing a lot of work there, isn't it?
Yeah, Phil Jackson, former NBA icon on the court. Nah, I don't think that's what we thought of Phil Jackson.
We got to correct it though. Phil Jackson was not in the files.
That we know.
I didn't
of.
Want people to get crossed.
That
Phil.
We.
You're right. That we know of. Mac, that we know of. Not in those files.
We cannot
too.
Confirm.
That's true. We could do that pretty much anyone from the 80s or 90s. If you've been to a party that we know of. Let's go with Josh in Uniontown. Josh, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Living the dream, buddy, well, other than today.
Yeah, well, I got some bad news myself. You know, I found out they opened up the 21-day window for me to have a heart attack. And, you know, I like living. I do. I want to live. But I really don't want to see Deshaun Watson play football. Not on any level at all. If I had to choose between death and watching him play football, I don't know, you guys. I can't eat. I can't sleep. I can still have sex, but... You know, it's getting worse every day, and I just don't know what to do, you guys. I don't know what to do.
Well, one, just work on some technique things if that's what's getting worse each day. Two, also maybe a little yoga, flexibility, that helps, I've heard. And then two, I'd choose living. Yeah. Because
well,
you can still
give
rage
him the other
when
option.
You're mad.
I'm not going to give him the other option.
Well, no, I just thought with like across the board, let's all agree.
That's the type of thing where people like they joke because everyone understands it's a joke, and then all of a sudden we just end up fired. You know, so like the good advice here, the solid advice.
Yeah,
I think you should live.
Yeah, well, yeah, no, as
I
long as we all
that,
say,
I think you should take that
he
option.
Should live, then we're good.
I just think that's the easy route
but
here.
But I wanted you
much
you know,
easier to live than not live.
Yeah, that's true.
In my opinion,
that's true. Many people have said it.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. I just want to give you the opportunity to be your own man.
That's
say
right.
Whatever you
yeah,
thought.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Thank you for that opportunity that you gave me there.
Tim and Willoughby, welcome to the show.
How you doing?
Doing all right, buddy. What you
How
got
you
for
doing?
Us?
I have a question.
I have I an answer.
I know we're talking about Deshaun Watson, but our coaches have no players that we developed. So how do we know if Deshaun is good or not? Because our coach. You see the play calling, you see the decisions. So how do we know what we have?
This is Deshaun's response back about like a year from now.
Tim, we appreciate
if,
you, buddy.
If the whole thing ends and he doesn't get an opportunity to showcase anything with anybody under not named Kevin Stefanski, that's the defense he's going to take to the rest of the NFL.
Yeah,
he's going to make the case that Stefanski doesn't know what he's doing and he never had a chance.
I just like the idea of at the combine. Kevin and Deshaun dap each other up in the hallways, and then they go into separate rooms to tell separate people why the other guy's the reason why they
failed. That's what's going to happen. Like it's going to be it'll be the race to whichever one can just trash talk the best behind the scenes, and who believes who. And at this point, not many people are believing Deshaun Watson because he doesn't have much street credibility when it comes to being taking the morally right approach. Let's say so. I don't know that'll win that battle, but here we are.
I know we live. in the what about society now. And I know we live in the but how do you know society. I don't think I need much more proof. Like, the burden of proof right now is on Deshaun Watson to show me. He hasn't played good football since 2020. We had COVID.
I know, but like, there are enough suckers
COVID
at the table.
Was 6 years ago.
There are enough suckers at the table that will still say, well, at least you did it once. We were that. There are 13 NFL teams lined up to pay him a bunch of money, and they got to, down to a Final Four based off of that 2020 season. Like, there are enough suckers at the table. And so if he just – all he has to do – It's like any advice in trying to get a job. You just have to convince one person that you're good at what you're trying to convince them you can do. All he's got to do is convince one team that Stefanski's just a bumbling idiot and doesn't know what he's doing, and then there'd be his opportunity.
Jerry Jeudy attempts to explain himself in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.